Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I am praying through you through the Bible verse by verse. And guess what, folks? This is episode number 300. Only 65 more days to go before we've got a whole year of prayer under our belts, but it's exciting to reach another one of those round numbers. So episode 300, and we are going to be looking at Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 34, and it says this: "They also led two other criminals to be executed with Jesus. When they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.' They drew lots as a way of dividing up his clothing." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, on this 300th prayer that I've prayed today, I stand in awe of your love, of your forgiveness, of your mercy, of the suffering that you went through on my behalf, of that journey toward the skull, toward Golgotha, that you did for me and you did for us. So Lord, help us to rest in that today. It is the truth. It is where we can stand. It is a rock that you were crucified, dead, buried for our sins. You shattered the deeds of darkness. And on the third day, you rose gloriously again to life, defeating death, defeating the enemy of our souls, defeating sin once and for all. Never having to be repeated again, you did it all. You are the victorious one, the powerful one, the overcoming one. And I just thank you for it. But as I take a little snapshot of you on the cross, desperately trying to breathe and pulling yourself up so that you can pull in some breath into your lungs, and as your hands and your feet bled, and as your forehead bled with that mocking crown of thorns, you still had the ability to shout or maybe whisper forgiveness to those who did this to you. That is a beautiful picture of what I want to be like someday. I want to be like you when I grow up, Jesus. I want to forgive the people who have harmed me in the way that you did from the cross. They were killing you and you chose to forgive. I'm stunned to silence about it. So I pray, Lord, that you would give us that ability to just pardon, to let go. Lord, I have held on. I'm just going to confess right now that I have held on to some bitterness this year for far too long. And I just choose right now to give it to you. I let it go. And I say, Father, forgive that person, for they do not know what they were doing. They didn't realize they were doing what they did. They didn't know how much it was going to hurt me. And so instead of stewing in it, instead of rehashing it, instead of being broken by it again and again, and instead of replaying it over and over in my mind, I surrender it again. I surrender the words, I surrender the conflict, I surrender the friendship, I surrender it all. And I ask that you would forgive that person and that I would choose to forgive. And in fact, I just say it right now, I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. I don't want to live in bitterness, anger, and pain anymore. I just want to set them free. And I want to set myself free. And I know that forgiveness is part of that. And so I ask for that freedom. I pray for that freedom for the person listening today who's having a hard time forgiving. Oh my goodness, it's one of the hardest things to do. And so, Lord, would you just bring freedom? And Lord, would you give them space to say it out loud? Maybe they're in their car right now and they know exactly what I'm talking about. They have a person in their head and their heart is pounding because they know they should start at least the process of forgiveness. I know it's layered. I know it takes time, but it does start with a start. It starts with that first sentence. I choose to forgive. Because of the great mercies that you have given to me, I choose to forgive that person. So Lord, I pray for that ability today for my friend, that they would be able to say, because of your great mercy, because of your great forgiveness, because you said those things from the cross, I choose to forgive that person who has hurt me. And I ask that you would set me free in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, happy 300th episode to you. And thank you so much for hanging with me. Now, if you're one of those listeners who's listened to all 300, I feel like I should give you some sort of prize. And so maybe I will. So email me if you have been one of those people, mary@marydemuth.com. Email me there and I'll see what I can do to thank you for being such a faithful listener. And for the rest of you, I hope you have an amazing week.